soldiers on the mountains float by the light. Victory which has overcome the world. The Prince Emmanuel goes with them. His word is our refuge. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory which has overcome the world. Every member sees, do you see the enemy there? The holy fire put on the whole armor, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith. Go into the battle. The night is coming. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Glorious power of victory, which overcometh the world.
Ganz herzlich grüßen wir alle.
We greet all near and far, very warmly, in the name of our Lord. We are grateful to God that we can carry the divine message worldwide, hearing it, being brought up to date in the kingdom of God. As the singers have just emphasized and sung, faith is the victory power. Our prayer should be, Lord, give me that faith which as the power of victory has overcome the world. Abraham believed God. And also we believe God, and we will experience the fulfillment of the promises which God has given unto us by His grace. We greet all, and all are also sending us greetings. From all over the world, we received greetings, which we also want to extend also of our three brothers from Switzerland, Baumgartner, Keller, Scherer, whether in Austria, whether Romania, wherever it might be, whether in Paris, whether in London, whether in Nairobi or Johannesburg, doesn't matter from where, whether Brother Müller from Germany, Brother Ngonga, Brother Cecil, Brother Nyagi, just many, many brothers are sending heartfelt greetings, also from Finland, from everywhere. Now, before we go into the word observation, I would like to ask that all stand up, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us, asking the Lord for his blessing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and faithfulness which you have given unto us in this troublesome time. Your word is still the same. It accomplishes for what you are sending it for. Lord, we thank you that you have spoken to us, that you have spoken to me and to each one who is listening, Lord. Praise and worship be to you. We ask you also for this evening, give us all grace to have an open heart, open eyes, open ears, Lord, to hear, to see, and to receive, giving you the glory and the praise. Lord Jesus, be merciful to us. We ask you also, give our brother strength, Lord Jesus, to bring your word unto us, which you have commissioned to him. We ask it for your holy name's sake. Amen. Yes, to our Lord be with all our hearts the thanks given. Now just briefly, we will come to the timely events. In our country, we have today a great public holiday. It's a special day of the unification of East and West Germany 30 years ago. We experienced everything, we witnessed it, but partly also the Second World War as the older generation, then the division of the country, the division of Europe. And then God has given grace that the division found an end. The wall was torn down. The barbed wire was taken away. And the nation was united. We thank the Lord God for it. Now, when we now look into the world, brothers and sisters, 45 years throughout, we at this place, we had meetings, and we are grateful to the Lord with all our hearts for all these years, for that's how the faithful Lord said it. Gather ye my people, that they hear my words. But now God has given grace that all worldwide can hear. And at this occasion, I would like to thank all the translators in all the languages, wishing God's help, wisdom, and grace. May God give it to them. It's not easy to translate. He who had to translate much, he knows, of course, what's all about, how different the languages can be, but God gives grace that all who are of God understand everything rightly, placing it correctly. Concerning the Corona story, brothers and sisters, we are sorrowful and we are for all who are affected. It's of course a pestilence as one has not seen it yet. But it just belongs to the end time in which we arrived. And we may read what our Lord foretold. And everything is taking place just as He foretold it 2,000 years ago. And as it was written down, and through the Word we can have an orientation. There's no other book on the earth which tells us something about God, about the existing of heaven and earth, about the creation, about everything up to the new heaven and the new earth, giving us information, then only the Holy Scripture, the Bible, the Old and the New Testament, both agree in a wonderful harmony. Today, we of course remember especially that what is happening with Israel, what Pompeo and what everything was achieved already in the Islamic world and in connection with Israel. And not just briefly, we will go into it, how important it is that we in our time have the biblical orientation. There's no other book on earth which from the beginning to the end gives us information about everything, about all of the plan of redemption as the Bible. And for this, we are very, very grateful. We heard everything, what is happening, what is being said about the Abraham religion, about the Abrahamic covenant, Abrahamic family, and that the world, three world religions, Judaism, Christendom, and Islam, go back to Abraham. We all hear it, what is going on. Also, since the last visit of the Pope in Abu Dhabi, when the greatest mosque, the headline says on the mosque, Mary, the mother of Jesus. The religions are joining, are coming together, and they say, we believe in the same God. Everything is uniting. But on the other hand, we see that the church of Jesus Christ is one heart and one soul, joined with God by the Holy Spirit throughout all, being led into all the truth. What personally and most surely all of us makes us sad is the point that also the people Israel at that time, they didn't recognize that Bible prophecies were being fulfilled in their time. And brothers and sisters, it just hurts. If it is written, when it is written in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, he came to his own, and his own received him not.
And
when we read all the other chapters up to Luke chapter 19, where our Lord wept over Jerusalem, looking over it, weeping bitterly, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest have known at thy time what serves for thy peace." Now, just briefly, brothers and sisters, the hint to it, whether Jews, whether Christians, whether others, whoever has not recognized what the Lord did at that time, 2,000 years ago, when the new covenant was made, when our Redeemer died for us, whoever did not receive and accepted that and believed it, went on his own ways, with his own thoughts. And I had to think about it. If, for instance, the Jews would have recognized what happened then, would it have been necessary 400 years after the New Testament was written to write and publish a Jerusalem Talmud? Was this really necessary? Speaking around God, writing around God, and whoever throws it away has not done an evil thing. And in the next century, the Babylonian Talmud they've written, giving their own interpretations to the people, really fooling them. That what was written in the Torah, they didn't see, they didn't recognize, but then telling their own opinions about it. Then even the Quran, again 200 years later, everything around God, bypassing what God did at that time. And brothers and sisters, how is it in our time? Whoever does not recognize what God decided in his plan of salvation will fall prey to his own thoughts and opinions and interpretations. Even if one reads the Quran, they believe that Muhammad on a white horse was riding into paradise, and he just touched the Temple Mount, and then he was riding up into heaven, and therefore they claim the Temple Mount. And I read you now just two or three scriptures to show you what God planned, what he promised, and what will happen very soon. You all know that all the preparations are being made with all the Islamic countries and all the other countries and Israel. What is necessary now, that the prince, that's how it is called, how it's called in the prophet Daniel, that the prince would make a peace treaty for 7 years. Therefore, all these other contracts and agreements must take place, so that the final contract, of which the prophet Daniel has written, spoken in chapter 9, verse 27, can take place. And everything is on the way to it. But now, coming to that, concerning the Temple Mount. Here it is written in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Isaiah 2, verse 2 and 3.
In der Endzeit,
and it shall come to pass in the last days, shall come to pass. That's how God said it, and that's how it will be. That the mountain of the Lord's house, the temple mount of the Lord, and here's the word Yahweh is written. And whoever goes to Genesis 2 finds the term and word Elohim Yahweh. More than 3,000 times it's written in the Old Testament. And here it is written that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow unto it. The time comes, as it is written here, in the end time, it will take place. And one could say with a good conscience, at the end of the end time, it will take place. We are already in the end time. And this with Israel and with the Temple Mount and with the two witnesses will happen at the end of the end time. Then it says here, verse 3, and many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob.
Zum Hause des Gottes Israels oder Jakobs. Zu der Zeit wird der Tempel.
At that time, the temple will be rebuilt already, to the house of God, to the mountain of God, to the house of God. And then it continues. And he will teach us of his ways. Not about any, some kind of religion, but the Lord God will teach of his ways. What is happening today? All are having their own doctrines, but the Lord is teaching his people about his ways, and his ways are higher than our human ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And then it continues up to the last part of the verse. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So, not from Mecca, not from Rome, not from London or Paris, but from the Mount of Zion, from the house of God, from Jerusalem, then the divine teaching will go forth unto all nations. Now, just to show you, what all should take care of, who speak of the religion of Abraham and calling him as their father. They should read 2 Chronicles chapter 3. 2 Chronicles chapter 3. But before we read that, let us firstly read Genesis 22, because it belongs to the beginning. Genesis 22, verse
2.
And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moria, into the land of Moria, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. So, the Mount Moria it was, on whom Abraham should offer up Isaac, and he did offer him. 2 Chronicles chapter 3, 2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1.
Hierauf begab sich
then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moria, on the Mount Moria, where the Lord appeared unto David, his father, in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite. We could read on what has happened, what took place. So, the same mountain, the same place on which Abraham offered Isaac his son, and David then he purchased that mountain and he paid the price for it, and then the house of God, the temple, was built upon this purchased mountain, and there the temple will again be rebuilt as sure as God has said it in his word. May all, also the politicians, take it to heart that God has the first and the last word, and that everything will take place just as he said it and foretold it in the Holy Scripture. Now, addressed to us, two very special scriptures. The one from Romans, chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, from verse 29, Romans 8, from verse 29. For whom, our Lord, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, just very powerful, whom God did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, our Lord. He came to us. He took upon himself our body. He finished the redemption so that we, in the changing, the translation, will have a body just as He has. Then it continues, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. He, our Lord and Savior, is the firstborn among many brethren. Didn't our Lord say after His resurrection, I ascend to my God and to your God, to my Father and to your Father? Brothers and sisters, we have an eternal destination to be sons and daughters of God who were foreordained. God knew that we would believe also in this time, that we will believe the testimony of the Scripture. Then, in verse 30, moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified.
Dazu bestimmt. Im Voraus dazu bestimmt. Es ist einfach wunderbar.
It's just so wonderful
Gott von Herzen, ja von ganzer Seele,
that we can thank our Lord, believing our Lord with all our hearts, with all our souls, accepting, receiving what He has given unto us by His grace. So, predestinated to be conformed unto the image of His Son, the Son of God. Firstborn among many brethren. A higher calling and election could not exist. To the Lord be the thanks for it. Please remember the word predestinated, predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son. And now comes a sad word, a very sad word. 1 Peter, chapter 2. 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse
7
and 8. Unto you, therefore,
die ihr Vertrauen besitzt,
who believe, who trust, He is precious. Brothers and sisters, God has given us faith. Trust and faith belong together. To believe and to trust that God is able to fulfill what He promised. Unto you, therefore, who you believe, it is our possession. That's how the German Bible says. He is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, which don't believe, the stone which the builders disallowed, rejected, the same is made the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them, for the unbelievers. But now we are again coming to the in line. They stumble on him in their unbelief. Here we see the precious value of the faith, of faith. Here faith and unbelief is shown contrary. Life and death. To those who didn't believe, our Lord became a stumbling block
in
their unbelief. They were stumbling. And then it's written, whereunto also they were appointed. Brothers and sisters, this may understand who can. Some predestinated to have faith, to have trust, to agree with God, to accept what he promised and what he does, and the others who remain in unbelief and disobedience, they are appointed to stumble at this stone and to fall. We could stand up. For us, this stone has become a precious chief cornerstone upon which the whole building is founded, and for the others, a stone of stumbling. But for me, it just touched me. Some who have faith and trust, who have faith and believe, who receive and accept what God promised, they are ordained and predestinated to be sons and daughters of God. And the others are not predestinated. No. They are just appointed because they rejected the predestination, didn't believe it by faith. And therefore, in us, there should be such a thanksgiving go up to God. Brothers and sisters, we of course cannot have any gathering without referring to it, what the Lord promised for our time and what he also did. Who believes of all them who think to be in the right, to believe the full gospel, to have it, to have experienced spirit baptisms and so forth? A couple of times we mentioned it here. There are of course not only the great Pentecostal churches and also the charismatic churches, and everywhere they speak of that, what the Spirit is working. And what good is it for the 550 millions who call themselves Pentecostals and Charismatics? When they reject the word of promise for this hour, the predestination joins us with that what God predestinated for the church. And this we have to accept. Whoever cannot receive what God predestinated for this time, stumbles over it. But we believe what is written, that the Lord God has given the promise before the day of grace comes to its end, before the day of salvation has its end, before the day, the terrible day of the Lord breaks forth, that he would send a prophet like Elijah. He promised it. We received it by faith. Just think of it now. Whether by the prophet Malachi, whether of our Lord and Savior, especially in Matthew 17, Elijah truly shall first come to restore all things. Only he who received and accepted the predestination will accept what God promised for this period of time, and having part in its fulfillment. In our midst, no man is glorified, but we don't bypass what God promised and what God did. But we thank the Lord with all our hearts for it. Also, my thoughts went back, brothers and sisters. There are now about 70 years have passed in which I, since 1949, walk this narrow way, consecrating my life to God. More than 70 years have come and gone. And I may say it for the glory of the Lord. Not one single time I left the narrow way. I may say it for the glory of God. Not a single time I presented a heresy. And since 67 years, I preached on a regular basis. And when I reported of the German unification, which we celebrated today, or which we remembered today, my thoughts went back to 1962. 1961, the building of the wall, the barbed wire, the division. In 1962, the sending, I will send you to other cities to preach my word. And then when I even think about how precise the Lord described the way, do not establish local churches. Don't publish a songbook. These words I've heard with these ears. The voice comes from top right. With this ear, I've heard it. God gave direct instructions. And Israel said many times here, after the passing of Brother Branham, I had no other choice but to give up my work and to preach the wonderful message with everything what goes with it, with all the prophetic teaching, the insight into the doctrine of the apostles, up to the revelation, the book of Revelation. And brothers and sisters, God has given grace beyond understanding that we, in the past 55 years, preached the precious, pure, holy word of God, carrying it into all the world. And God opened doors and hearts. And now, when I cannot travel anymore, because of the old age, and whether because of Corona, but here is of course the point. Nobody needs anymore to come. Everywhere, brothers and sisters can come together, assemble, hearing God's word. And let me address this to all ministering brethren. Everyone can for himself decide whether he hears the transmissions or doesn't hear them. Everyone is free. Even whoever wants to leave away the songs, whoever wants to take away the introduction and the ending, every brother can decide for himself. Important is that at the end a summary comes and that the believers can go into prayer, not into a discussion, but going together into prayer, that everything by God's grace and Spirit can be revealed so that no question remains. And that all can feel at home. One thing we may say here, brothers and sisters, that God wants to have and must have the international unity, not only wants to have, but must have it in all peoples and tongues. Will God make the finishing? The Spirit of God will work worldwide in all who believe the divine message now. And I would like to say it to all, giving it along your way. As sure as it is written, that we have been predestinated to believe God, to trust Him, to receive what He promised to us, to then experience it. Please receive it. If you, precious soul, dear brother, dear sister, wherever you might be on the earth now, if you believe with all your heart that God has given the promise, has fulfilled the promise through the ministry of Brother Branham, who was told the message will forerun the second coming of Christ. If you believe this without any inner resistance, if you really can believe it with all your heart, then please receive it. That you were predestinated before the foundation of the world to have part in that what God will do in the completion in the church before the rapture. And we have the promise that He Himself will finish His work, that He will send early and latter rain, and that will happen what He promised. The works which I did, He shall do also. May these words really touch our hearts. Be strengthened in the faith. Be strengthened in your confidence toward God. The Lord is omnipresent, and He will confirm His precious and holy word in all who believe it. And as we said many times, we are children of promise, and we receive the Spirit of promise, and we are grateful to God that we in this time may live. And also all the events with Israel and with everything what is going on, that we can place everything scripturally, excuse me, and we can say the end of all things is at hand. Lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. May all newcomers, all who perhaps what we preach, who never have heard of it, may the last ones be called out. May they be separated. May they be purified. And may they become a possession of the Lord. And once again, some are predestinated, those who believe and trust. The others are ordained to remain in unbelief and disobedience, stumbling. Please, that no heart, that there's no heart of unbelief in our midst, that nobody stumbles in the clear and true proclamation that all are led by the Spirit of God into all the truth. The Lord God, may He bless especially all the ministering brethren. May the Lord God bless especially all translators who are at home and translating. And may God bless all who are hearing and who are believing, and by this confirming that they believe what God promised for this period of time before the rapture, that they believe it and accepted it. Brothers and sisters, we are experiencing the most important part of the divine plan of salvation, and we are grateful to God for it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We stand once again up, and we also ask Brother Schmidt to come and to thank with us. Pardon me, I just would like to say what we just heard, that we are predestinated. And then it says here in 2 Peter, in chapter 1, from verse 22,
im Gehorsam gegen die Wahrheit.
Oh, there is no 22.
Zu ungeheuchelter Bruderliebe gereinigt hat.
Purify your
so
brother,
einander innig.
Love one another fervently.
Und dann hier das Vers 25.
Verse 25.
Das Wort des Herrn aber bleibt.
For the word of the Lord remains forever.
Dies ist aber,
and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25. And to this you must say amen to it, for thus it is. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the grace and faithfulness which you have given to me and to all them whom you have chosen and purchased. You have also found me, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this hour, for the word which was brought unto us today. Lord in heaven, let it not return void, but it will and shall accomplish for what you are sending it for. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for the possibilities which we have in these last time. It says This last time is short and nevertheless precious. We thank you for it. Bless us. Bless worldwide all who are hearing your word. Lay it, engrave it into our hearts as on stony tablets. O God, be merciful. Help us and bless us. Bless also him whom you have given grace, given him the commission, Lord, to carry your word from city to city. It has reached the ends of the earth. But Lord in heaven, you know whom you can still call, whom you want still call. Lord, prepare, bless every soul, and together we want to praise you and honor you. Amen. Amen. Once again, I would like to extend greetings, which were given already, also our brothers and sisters from the East, Ukraine, Russia, yes, and from the Far East. Thank you. What God promised, it remains. Heaven and earth may pass, but the word remains forever. What God promised, he keeps. Whatever God promised, he wants to give it. It remains. Even the stars will fall, but what God promised, this remains. When courage and hope vanishes, when we are tired and weary, yet what God promised never staggers. What God promised, he wants to give. Even the earth may shake, even the stars may fall, what God promised remains.